8:32 on Quicksland this morning. We're going to talk a bit more about the new season of shows put on by the Moberly Area Council on the Arts. And Lisa Gard joins me right now, Arts Administrator. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
A bit twofold, as we wish Lisa the very best. You're going to be leaving us.
Yes, we're moving at the end of the month, I think.
Your family moving?
Yes.
All right, very good. Well, we wish you very well on that. So how will this all, I guess everything's pretty well set, right?
For this season it is, yes, and we've got an awesome season this year. So that's all set. The council will be deciding soon what direction they want to go as far as my replacement. We've got a couple of people who are showing interest who are very capable, so I'm sure we are leaving things in very good hands.
All right. What about yourself? You've been administrator, is it 2-3 years?
This would be the start of my
third season. Mm-hmm. You enjoyed it?
I have loved it. This has been the most amazing experience that has kind of fallen in my lap. You know, we came to Moberly, loved this series, immediately joined as season ticket holders, went to every show just because we loved the variety. We could expose our children to such a great variety. After a couple of years of doing that, my husband got on the council. I got on the council and like 3 months later, hey, would you like to be arts administrator? And I'm like, you know, I think I could do that. And it has been the most incredible experience meeting people like here at the radio station, meeting business owners, private citizens in the area who have donated and dedicated their lives and to this organization. It's just been incredible. I've really appreciated getting to know people that way.
All right, so you're the administrator, but it's not like Lisa sits down and says, I think I want to see these shows. It'll make up the season, right?
No. We have a board. No, it sure doesn't. We have a wonderful board of directors from all facets of life. We have pharmacists, we have music people, we have teachers, we have business people, human resource directors, just everything across the gamut, which really gives us a great cross section of people and what their ideas are. So it's definitely a group effort.
And it's quite for this size town, I mean, it's just wonderful entertainment, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. You know, we came from the Kansas City area, and I thought when we moved us, I'm like, Lord, where are you moving us? Mm-hmm. And I thought we are going to have to go to Columbia for this type of entertainment. I mean, we were heavily involved in the arts in Kansas City, but we didn't have to go anywhere. We could just do it right here in Moberly. And I hope that the people of Randolph County understand what they have here.
Yeah. And the other neat thing is the venues to hold these events.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's amazing. Whatever size venue, we try to match the venue with the artist as much as we can based on availability. But to have intimate performances over at 4th Street, which is gorgeous. If you have not been there yet, check it out. It is incredible. That building is just incredible. It's state of the art. It's just beautiful. But then also we've had plays put on over at the MACC Auditorium, larger events. We've got the Municipal Auditorium. It's just incredible what our venue options here are in town.
Lisa Gard is my guest. You had your kickoff event last week.
We did.
The Air Force, how'd that go?
Oh, it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. We had several hundred people attend. The jazz ensemble Shades of Blue from Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, they were amazing. It was just a great, great way to kick off our 51st season. So, yeah.
So that is the thing. You're presenting the next 50 years.
We are. This is our 51st season, and we do hope that there'll be we are planning for another 50 years. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So a great start this week. I shouldn't say start. I mean, yeah, the Air Force Band, but Norm Rubling, this is...
Oh, he's going
to... I mean, I go back to the mini Mizzou days when Norm have led those down at Mizzou. Yeah. I mean, he is well known.
Yeah, it's going to be. We are so excited to get them up here. This was one of our members on our council. This is one of his great ideas. And so we were just thrilled to run with it. They had the date available. So we're doing a Sunday matinee show on September the 9th at 2 p.m. at the MACC Auditorium. So, yeah, it's going to be a great, great concert.
All right. Let's go ahead and put in a plug for season tickets, because now's the time to get them. You
now
get the most bang for your buck,
right?
Now is the
time. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So if you're a season ticket holder, you will come to this concert for free. And otherwise, it's adults $10 and students $3. And that really adds up over, you know, 7, 8, 9 shows that we offer. So to do the season tickets, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, for the price of 2 to 3 shows, you've got the whole season.
Sure.
So, and this year, we're actually doing something different. In addition to the perks that or the benefits of season ticket holding, if you go around to several of our sponsors and show your season ticket, they will give you a discount. And that those are mentioned in the back of our season magazine, so you can find that information there.
Okay. We have the magazines here at the station.
Yep.
So if you want to drop by, you can pick those up. You'll have the full schedule of shows and those sponsors that Lisa mentioned. So $10 for adults, $3 for students, Norm Rubling and the Norm Rubling Band. If folks have not heard, what can they expect from this show?
Oh my gosh. These guys are experts in rhythm, blues, ballads, rock and roll from the 60s all the way up to modern stuff. If you've if you like the band Chicago, I was listening to 80s love songs on the way home yesterday, and Chicago kept popping up, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear that sound. You know, that rock and roll sound, but then with a horn section, that's what you're going to hear, and it's just going to just rock the house. It's going to be a fabulous concert.
Can you get season tickets now in advance?
Yes.
And how?
Sure. You can get season tickets. First of all, they are available at Commerce Bank on North Morley. They're also available at the Moberly Area Chamber of Commerce here downtown on Reed Street. But you can also, we have a new feature on our website, which is moberlyarts.org, and they are available to purchase online. Individual tickets also, you can purchase online there too. So those are our ways to get your season tickets.
Okay. If you forget, don't get it done this week. If you come to the first show, can you do it as well?
Oh, absolutely. Our season tickets are available before every show.
Okay. So that'll be at the MACC Auditorium.
Yes.
This Sunday. Well, let's just go over the lineup while we've got you here. One
okay.
more time.
Sure.
At least. Halloween party.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. May have to come back for this one because we've worked hard on this one. Boogie Wonderland, they are coming October 27th to the Municipal Auditorium at 7 o'clock. That's a Saturday evening. They are KC's premier dance band. They are so much fun. I've talked to these guys on the phone, and they're so excited to come out this way. They do songs from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Four Seasons, Casey and the Sunshine Band. I grew up with him. Donna Summer, all those kinds of, and as well as modern like Bruno Mars and other artists. But these guys, we're just going to have a really great time. It's going to be a dance contest and Halloween costume party. But you know, if you want to get out your bell bottoms and stuff like that, yeah, you can do it to your 70s. absolutely. And then we wanted some local celebrities who definitely know what they're doing, even if we don't know what we're doing dance wise. We've got the Greyhounds cheerleaders. They're going to come out and they're going to be all dressed up, and they're going to be a part of it, and they're going to be our judges. So it's going to be so much fun.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, you don't have to stay in your seat for this one.
No, not at all. You certainly can.
Sure.
We just don't want
you to be intimidated.
Right. But if you want to get up and dance or have a good time, it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. So Halloween come in costume.
Yeah, you can come in Halloween costume. You can come
whether
in
whether it's dance
the,
or whether it's
that's
just
right.
anything.
Anything. Yeah, or if it's 70s. So I know people still have their stuff in the back
as
of their closet.
One of the macho men do YMCA or whatever.
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right. Well, let's look on down the road to late October. I guess you got one more show.
Late October through the 1st of November. Right.
Oh, this is in conjunction with MACC.
This
right?
is. Yeah. We love MACC. Not only do they provide a beautiful venue there at the auditorium, we love supporting what they do too and what their students do. That's part of what MACA really wants to do as part of our kind of our mission is where are arts happening all around the area and how do we support it. So they will be putting on from Wednesday, October 31st through November 3rd, they are going to be putting on the fall performance, a kind of a psychological thriller, Veronica's Room. And general admission is $5, but again, season ticket holders are free. Now, something different on that, normally we just had season ticket holders available to come on the Saturday night performance. This year we're opening up any night, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, if you have a season ticket, you can get into that performance for free. So it's a very intense program. This probably won't be child-friendly, so it's not a horrible show or anything like that, but I do think parents would want to read up or make sure that this is something that they would like their their children to come to. So full disclosure there, but I think it's going to be a great psychological thriller. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
Perfect for Halloween.
Also teaming up with the community on the Quilt Show.
Oh, yeah, we do this every other year. This is so much fun. You know, arts takes all types of mediums. And what these quilters do is truly, truly artistic. So November 9th and 10th, that Friday and Saturday, that's over at the MACC Activity Center. This is the in conjunction with the MACC Craft Fair, for the annual Craft Fair. So it is free admittance when you purchase your ticket for the Craft Fair. And what's that, $2 or $3, I think, usually for entrance
into
that?
Yeah, it's not very much. Maybe even just a dollar, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So it's in conjunction with that. They are the Magic City Peacemakers. And they're going to be displaying all sorts of quilts. In fact, they should have a quilt called Hugs and Kisses that they will be doing a drawing for, so you could win that quilt, and I think it will be drawn that weekend, so the winner. So I think you can go over to the extension office here downtown and get your tickets for that, because it's going to be beautiful.
Very good. What's your Christmas show this time?
I am so excited for Christmas. We are going all out. We have gone all out. So we're calling it the Magic of Christmas Holiday Spectacular, because it will truly be spectacular. We are bringing in the Missouri Symphony Conservatory under the direction of Kirk Trevor there in Columbia, Missouri. And this is an orchestra that's made up of youth, but these kids are accomplished, incredible musicians. We had a son when we first moved here. He actually sang with a choir that was in conjunction with these guys, and so we went to multiple concerts. These guys are top notch. You wouldn't even know that their kids are top notch. So in addition to that, we are going to be having local choirs, Moberly High School. We've got Cairo, West Strand. We've got MACC Singers, as well as the Moberly Community Choir. They are all going to be coming in and doing just this huge, massive choir, as well as individual pieces. We've got a couple of soloists coming in, and I think we have a visit. Well, I know. He contacted me this last week and got confirmed. We have a visitor from the North Pole. I can't say who it is, but he will be there. So it is just going to be a spectacular event. And having it over at the high school with the new state-of-the-art sound and lighting, it's going to be a real treat.
That'd be neat.
I hope this becomes a something we do every year.
Do you still call it Coco's and Carol? Or
this year it's the holiday spectacular, because it is truly spectacular.
Yeah,
but so yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Lisa Gard with me, administrator for the Moberly Area Council on the Arts. And let's go ahead and look into 2019.
Yes.
First show is in February.
Yeah, we're jumping to February. We are, for Black History Month, we really wanted to do something meaningful in conjunction with the college. So we are bringing in the Songs of Africa Ensemble from the St. Louis area. And they are going to be, this is a multicultural vocal and instrumental group. It'll teach about Africa's music and musical instruments, languages, cultures. They'll be singing in more than 20 different African languages, so it's a really multi-level performance. But in addition to that, we've asked Chef Jeff to provide a dinner inspired by African cuisine. So that'll be in addition to it, too. So it's just going to be a huge cultural night. It's going to be so much fun.
Very good. How do the season tickets work with an event like that, with the dinner?
Going to be slightly different this year. All this information will be online, as well as it is in our season magazine. So if you don't catch it here, but I'm happy to describe that. Season ticket holders they will have to pay $5 toward the dinner. We do need some help offsetting the cost of the dinner. But that's it for a season ticket holder. Otherwise, adults for the show and the dinner will be $20. For kids 12 and under for the show and the dinner, it will be $10. So season ticket holders, bring a five with you. That's all you got to remember. Bring your season ticket and a five, and you'll get in.
Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Mr. Stinky Feet.
Oh, how do we not have Mr. Stinky Feet in? My kids grew up on Mr. Stinky Feet, and it's so much fun to have him back every year. I mean, this is probably one of our most well-attended. We have kids crawling everywhere, and they're jumping and they're singing and dancing. I mean, from the second he hits the stage, those kids, they're ready for a nap when it's over. That this will be Saturday, March 2nd at 11 a.m., and this will be at the MACC Auditorium. We just ask people, bring your blankets, because there's not chairs set up, because we want the kids to feel free to run and move around, and because they really, it is really sweet to see how they respond to the music.
All right. Show in April, not far up the road from
No,
Truman
it's
State
hard
University.
To believe. Yeah. No, we are so excited to be bringing Truman State University Clarinet Choir and Steel Drum Band for this just really unique evening. So one half will be the clarinet choir, the steel drum band will finish it off. And I don't know about you, if you have never heard a group of instruments where it's all the same instrument, the blend and the sound that that produces is just unlike anything else. I think this clarinet choir, they're award-winning. You are going to be amazed. This is just a beautiful, beautiful sound. And then, of course, how fun is a steel drum band? That's going to be so much fun. So it's a lot of fun. We appreciate Truman State for coming down and seeing us.
Very good. So terrific lineup of the shows put on by the Moberly Area Council on the Arts. Yeah. And I know you have some sponsors you want to recognize that help you out with that.
Yeah, absolutely. How do we do this without our private citizens as well as our businesses? But for our season sponsors, I want to thank Arts Appliance, as well as you guys, the Captain, Quicks, Crest, and Glory. You guys are sponsoring us this season. And then Ravenwood Terrace, Tim M. Jeffries, CPA, and Moberly Regional Medical Center are sponsoring our Norm Rubling show. So
okay.
Thank you guys.
Get your season tickets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Online, what's the site again?
Online, moberlyarts.org.
Okay. And you can also find them at other locations,
at
too.
At the Chamber of Commerce and at Commerce Bank on North Moberly.
Okay. Norm Rubling and the Norm Rubling Band coming up this Sunday at the MACC Auditorium starting at 2 o'clock. Well, Lisa, thank you for all your work with
thank
this.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And best wishes in your next chapter.
I appreciate chapter. It. Appreciate
all right. Lisa Gard joining me here on Quicksland this morning. We're going to learn more about Harrisburg Septemberfest coming up in just